Well, now, since we've got ourselves some time on our hands, ship under repair and all, how about a story? What do you say, Lysander? Shall we have ourselves a story, then? What say you? Ah, there's a good kitty. Now, in Thornvale, Mr. Coriander gathers people round a fire to tell stories, and since we've got ourselves a right roarer here, maybe we should do the same. Anyone here got a tale worth the spilling? Not you, Lysander, not you. Anyone? Anyone at all? Well then, I suppose I got a few. So, there was this one time, when I was young, that...
Did someone ask for a story? I mean, I've got a story.
Of course, Ruby. If you like to tell a tale, you're more than welcome to. Fireside be yours.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Ruby. But you already know that. Oh, it's nice and warm here by the fireside. I love the warm, the heat. You know, we all do. My whole family, my whole island, really. I'm from a faraway place, an island in the middle of the ocean that was called Her Heart That Burns. It's not there anymore, though. The Mariner and his drowned fleet came when I was little, and they took it. They drowned it, and we all had to leave. But my papa says that as long as we survive, as long as we keep the fire burning, her heart will burn too. It endures as we endure and pass on what she taught us. But I don't want to tell you the story of how I lost my island. It's a sad one. And sure, there are times for sad stories, but maybe not tonight. My story is about how we became the first fire feasters. They say that long ago, in the old days before the stars fell, that my island was a place of great beauty. Mountains dressed in swaths of green and fields of flowers of every color. Waterfalls and white sandy beaches and fruits from the forests and fish from the shores. At least that's what they say was beautiful. Personally, I love my island the way I remember it. Rock and glass and countless shades of black and gray, with fire to give it all contrast. Oh, it was gorgeous. Sorry, Lysander, where was I? The island, her heart that burns, in those old days, she gave freely of all of her gifts to the people who lived there. She loved them, and they loved her, and all was peaceful until the day the ships came. Black sails on our blue horizon. They were men from across the sea with hearts made of stone and eyes full of greed. They saw our island and the riches that she freely gave us, and claimed her as if she were a thing. No more than a stone in a river. They say that they were kind at first, full of smiles and words like harmony and friends and sharing. But that didn't last. As their boldness grew, they learned that we couldn't stop them from taking what they wanted. We tried to stop them. We tried everything. We tried telling them that they had to give to the island in order to receive. We tried to appeal to their leaders. We tried stopping them peacefully, but our defiance only made them angry with us. They took and they took and they took, and we could feel our island crying out in pain. And with no other option, we tried to fight them. It didn't go well. And for our audacity, for our outright gall to tell them no, to try and stop their violence, their leaders felt that it would be best for everyone if we left. And if we didn't leave, we'd be put to death. And that was the choice. Leave our home or be killed. And there was nowhere else to go. And the black-sailed ships refused to take us anywhere, so they were determined to destroy us all and be done with it. But our island refused to let that happen. She vowed she would protect us, even if it meant she must do her worst. In the dead of night, she raised her voice and called to the hearts of her people, and the seven great families of our island came to her summons. There, at the heart of our island, in the very volcano, she taught the heads of these great families the secret of her heat and fire. She taught them how to touch it and not be burned, how to wear it like a cloak to shield their loved ones from its harmful touch. In a single night, she taught them all of this, and on the morrow, she did what she had to do. She burned the island. They say that the rock glowed all day and all night with her fire. They say she rained fire and smoke down upon every last bit of the island. She turned the beaches to glass and the forests and fields of flowers to nothing but ash. And yet, through all the fire and destruction, my people endured, saved by the lessons we learned from our island. And the seven families became heroes that day. They became one with the fire. They let it wash over them, and it felt cool and sweet like a breeze from the sea. And with this power, they protected the others and kept them safe. But not the men from the black-sailed ships. Their greedy eyes suddenly welled with fear, and they begged to be forgiven, but our island knew their hearts, and they all went the way of the forests and fields. Ash on the wind. But after the destruction, the heads of the seven families came to the heart of our island and begged her to make them ash as well, or stone, or maybe make them fire. For there was no more food on the island, and we knew that soon we would surely die. The island was now glowing rock and glass beaches, and the fish had all died or swam away, so hot now were the waters. The forests were gone, as was all the food and the animals, and there was nothing to keep us alive. But our island loved us and gave of herself one more time and split her very essence into seven pieces. These pieces sustained us, helped us survive as the seven families taught my people the deeper ways of heat and flame. In the generations that followed, our skills grew. We built settlements and edifices of molten rock, cooled by the manipulation of our heat. We wrapped ourselves in fire and made tools of fire made solid. And eventually, Eventually, we learned how to feast on the fire. And when this last step was learned, the seven pieces of her heart that burned cooled and passed into the hands of the seven families of fire. For we no longer needed the island's energy to survive. The fire we ate made us healthy and strong, and the lessons we learned made us powerful. And all was at peace. And then, one day, just before the stars fell, the men in black-sailed ships returned to our shores, eager to punish us for our insolence. And they, too, went the way of forest and field. And so, to this day, the people of my island learn the secrets of heat and fire, taught to us by the descendants of the seven families. It was passed on to me by my papa, as I will pass it on someday. And though our island is now gone, we fire feasters remain. And one day, it is said, the mariner will be no more, and our island will rise from the hateful sea, and we will bring her shards of her cooled fire back to her, and she will breathe and live once again. This is my story, and may the fire never go out.
Well done there, Ruby. Well done indeed.
Of course. And, does anyone mind if I have a bit of the fire? I'm a little hungry.
No, of course not. You're welcome to it. Go ahead there. So what you say, Lysander? All right, then. Who'll be next?